Church, happy Sunday to you. You all know what today is? Today is Palm Sunday. Today is the day that we remember and that we celebrate the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ back into Jerusalem. In our scripture that we're going to be reading in a little bit, it talks about a parade of praise, if you will, an event of great importance and significance to us. We who know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we who are believers in Him and followers of Him and co-heirs with Jesus. As a reminder, Jesus knew all that He would have to endure long before He got to this point in His life. Long before He sat upon that donkey and rode into Jerusalem, He knew exactly what was going to take place there. He knew of His disciples, how they would abandon Him, each and every one. He knew about Peter's denial, the one who said, "I would die with you," and how he denied Jesus Christ three times this week. He knew of Judas's betrayal, one who walked with Him, ate with Him, witnessed Him for three straight years, and yet he would turn his back on Jesus Christ. He knew of the mockery. He knew of the beatings that He would endure for us. And He did it all because of His love for you and I. Now, I'm not sure if they do this today in school, but in the 20-some years that I've been in education, usually as a student, our teachers, our professors would have a certain way of emphasizing a point that we needed to remember. Sometimes they would stomp their foot. This is something important. Sometimes they would bow on their desk. Other times they would write it on the wall. But every one of them, if it was something worth listening to, if it was something that we needed to know, if it was something we needed to grasp, they would repeat it over and over and over again. Now, for you who are my age or close to that or a little bit older, do you remember how you learned the multiplication tables? We did it over and over and over and over again. Can you relate to that? Well, God's Holy Spirit is a great teacher. And He tells us about this story, about these events in Matthew chapter 21. He talks to us about it in Mark chapter 11, in Luke chapter 19 that we're going to be looking at a little bit later on this morning, and also in John chapter 12. Over and over and over and over again, because it is of great importance, and God wants us to remember this. Now let me set the scene for you. Jesus rode into town on a donkey. And as He did, enthusiastic crowds gathered around Him. And they claimed Him and hailed Him to be Messiah, spreading out palm branches and cloaks all along His way. And all this was done simply to fulfill prophecy. The prophets of old had said this was going to take place. And Jesus did exactly what God the Father wanted Him to do. Now today marks the beginning of what we call as Holy Week. This week that we focus on the last days of Jesus' life and look forward to the next Sunday, which is Easter, and another great time of celebration. It was that Sunday morning long ago when Jesus demonstrated His power, proving Himself once and for all to be our Messiah. Now can you imagine what it must have been like? If you were there, can you imagine what we would have seen if we were there? Maybe we were a part of the crowd coming out of Jerusalem to see Jesus enter. Maybe we were a part of the crowd that was following Jesus into Jerusalem. Maybe we were just there, and what would it be like if we were part of that crowd? Or maybe if we were one of the religious leaders of the day. What would it be like to be one of His disciples? Finally seeing people shouting, "Hosanna!" to the King of Kings. What about if we were part of His family and seeing Him do what He was doing? Imagine what Jesus was experiencing as He rode that donkey into town. Who do you suppose truly recognized Jesus as the Messiah? And how many of them truly acted upon that proclamation? Many of them shouted, Gethsemane, across the Kidron Valley, and then up through the Eastern Gate into the city of Jerusalem. That must have been some kind of parade that Jesus was part of. Now, people today, we like parades. Every Thanksgiving at our house, the Macy's Day Parade is on television because the baby son likes to watch it. New Year's Day, there are parades. Winners of the World Series or the NBA Championship or the Super Bowl or the Stanley Cup, they have parades for their team as well as for their fans in that town. I mean, the first your team.